Yes, this mantra, Om Apavitra Pavitru Vasaro Sangato Pida Yasmarit Pundarikakshan Sahaya Abhyantara Suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. It states that regardless of one's material background, whether one's being purified or not purified, purified means taking birth in a Brahmin family. Did you take birth in a Brahmin family?
That's
all. Anybody here take birth in a Brahmin family? No. Yeah? No. So, it doesn't matter. The real qualification for someone to take shelter of the Lord is to chant His name. So, Abhinatman Namanam, you know, because there's no difference in Krishna and Krishna's name. And the greatest ritual, sacrifice, mantra is the Hare Krishna mantra and the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So that is the most powerful powerful. Well, not even after power, but it's the ultimate in spiritual life. It's both the means as well as the end, namely chanting Krishna's names. It's really such a wonderful thing. The goal of chanting is ultimately one attains Krishna prema. With love for Krishna, one attains shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And when one is accepted into Krishna's family, then at that time he's really achieved the perfection of life. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fact, Lord Chaitanya says, Diksha Kali Atma Samarpan. So, Diksha Kali, at the time of Diksha, this cannot be really, this ceremony fully qualify as the diksha that we usually talk about or initiation. This is sort of a preliminary part of the initiation. On one side, the holy name of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, which is the greatest mantra, is already given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes people question, well, where is the Maha Mantra? Where is it in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Verbatim, it's not there, but there's mention of Krishna Mantra and Krishna Nam. So, I don't get telephone calls. Which refers to chanting the names of Krishna. But, or mantras that are made, it's called Namatmaka mantra, mantras made from the names of Krishna. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in two places, Lord Chaitanya gives the instruction, now I'm telling you to chant this mantra. It's called the Maha Mantra. And now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And he tells the people of Navadvipa, and you should chant it 64 rounds a day. That was Lord Chaitanya's request. So the we were going on. What was I saying earlier?
The means at the end.
And then.
Mantras referred to specifically in Chaitanya Bhagavat was.
But it before.
Preliminary. This is preliminary.
Yes. So Lord Chaitanya has already given the mantra. Yeah. So especially, I mean, who can be greater guru than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, he's the original spiritual master. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and guru means someone who is representing him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already initiated us publicly with the Hare Krishna mantra. So in that sense, this is not the bestowal of a Hare Krishna mantra over here, but it is a confirmation that you're making a commitment. And we're going to just hear what that commitment is from you. And Srila Prabhupada says that he gives the example that in university, so some of you have gone to university, it's not like going to grade school or high school. Anyone can walk in a class and sit down. So you could, in theory, sit through however many years it takes for, say, bachelor's in biochemistry, 4 years, 5 years, 4 years. But you're not going to get a diploma because you've not been registered and you've not been accepted, especially as a paying student. So Srila Prabhupada says anyone can chant Hare Krishna and they will gain benefit, just like the student who goes to gain knowledge, but they won't be able to practice. So similarly, you won't be fully recognized because you have to surrender. Mani comes from a number, so. And if you chant properly, you'll realize that you have to surrender. And if by chanting you haven't come to that stage that I have to surrender, then your chanting's not of quality. It may come in the future. So, yes, chanting nicely. And the real diksha is considered to be the second initiation when one receives the diksha mantra. Devyam jnana yatoda yat kuryat pahasu samseha. So the diksha mantras, which are seven in number in our line, one Vedic mantra, six Panchatriki mantras, they can liberate one, but they don't award love of God in the way that chanting Hare Krishna does. So even if one doesn't have second initiation, still, by chanting Hare Krishna, it's sufficient to attain all perfection. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't get second initiation, but it's enough. So chanting is such a wonderful thing, but there's a whole sequence in that chanting. Generally, when we begin chanting, we chant offenselessly, then we try to be free from offensive chanting, and then we chant offenselessly, we chant offensively, then offenselessly. Then, when we're chanting offenselessly, nam abhas, one becomes free from the reactions of all of one's past activities. And then one comes to pure chanting, shudanam, which means that there's no longer any past karma, so it's all clear. There's nothing to interfere between me and the holy name. And ultimately, then the result of pure chanting is love for Krishna. And that love for Krishna is what you could say is the goal of our Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya is talking to different personalities. Ultimately, he tells them, no, the goal is to attain love of God. Then we go beyond just attaining love of God also, but anyway, that's in more progressive stages of Krishna consciousness. So, you've read Prabhupada's books?
Yes, we have.
Bhagavatam?
Yes.
CCE?
There's a very little Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I'll work on that. Yeah.
Very important, so that we know who Lord Chaitanya is. Without Lord Chaitanya, you can't approach Krishna. Although Radha and Krishna are worshipable deities, but approaching them directly is difficult. You have to be then very suci, very pure. But Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, he's no different than Krishna and Srimati Radharani. To be fair, he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhava Jyoti. But if you have the mood of somebody else, then you're like them. So, but you don't have to be qualified, you don't even have to be pure, you don't even have to be fully surrendered. Lord Chaitanya is very, very merciful. And we're really depending on Lord Chaitanya's mercy for us to actually become qualified to enter into that Vrindavan spiritual realm. So you have to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to pray to him, you have to beg for his mercy. So these are the two things Srila Prabhupada considered writing his books, his mission, spreading the holy name of Krishna and the knowledge in his books, which is in tandem with chanting. When you understand, Krishna says, Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Putramad Bhava Magata. By knowledge of me, people have attained love for me. So if we want to love somebody, you can't love somebody you don't know. So you have to know. And Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, then we really know who Krishna is. It's half the Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is, we know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Okay, you ready to take the vows of initiation? So Lord Chaitanya says, Divya, he says, Adiksha Kali, Atma Samarpa. At Diksha Kali, at the time of Diksha, Krishna accepts one into his family. You know, a blind person, it doesn't matter what you really describe to a blind person, they still don't see anything. So we're also like that. We're spiritually blind, which means that even when we receive Maha Mantra, then we think, well, this is just some words or some mantra. Here is the body of Lord Vishnu, Nrisimhadev, ultimately Krishna, but we continue to see, here's a stone. And the same way with the deities, we think now he's made of wood. But this is our material vision. So Rupa Goswami says it's we have this disease, jaundice disease, where you see everything is being yellow and everything tastes bitter. But what's the medicine? The medicine is, what's the verse?
Shri Krishna Namacharitadi.
Shri Krishna Namacharitadi. No.
Yes, Krishna Namacharitadi.
Destroys the disease at the root. So what the root of our disease of jaundice or our blindness is cured. So jaundice becomes cured by taking sugar. It tastes bitter, but you eat sugar. Prabhupada says like a kilo of sugar candy a day or more. So it tastes bitter, but the more you take it, it tastes sweeter and sweeter. Similarly, all of these spiritual things, they taste quite bitter to us. But the more that we practice, we see, start to see their wonderful spiritual nature. But even if we don't see, we should respect things that we have. Vishnu, Shivadi, Guru, Shu, Naramati, Vaishnava, Jati, Bhuti. So the deity, Vaishnava, spiritual master, etc., they should not be seen with ordinary vision. So that means that even if our vision is ordinary, but at least we should have the respect that, oh, there's more to this than meets the eye. It's a good English saying. So there's more than meets the eye. This glass, what is it? It's not glass. It's just silicone molecules. I don't see silicone molecules. Silicone molecules that are joined together, fused together. I just see one thing. So there's more to this glass than meets the eye. And how much space do those, does that silicone molecules take up? They take up about 1% of space, 99% is all space. So actually this looks like it's solid, but it's not solid. It's 99% space. So there's more here than meets the eye. The same thing with any material. So, we need to have that respect that there's more to things than meet the eye, and that not only is it atoms, but ultimately andantarasta paramanu chayantarasta, that Krishna is within every atom, and everything is within Krishna. So that means that we're sitting, this world and the universe, is inside of Krishna, is inside of every atom. Anyway, that we break down at that point how we can try to understand something like that. Tishta prajitada nugami jananugami upadesha sharam. So the essence of that upadesha is sukirtinanu. Nice, chanting nicely, appreciating that this is something very, very special, that we've been blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we're receiving through the disciplic succession. And Krishna is bringing us into his family of Vaishnavas, his Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Very, very wonderful line. Okay, so tell us about what are the vows of initiation?
I vow to continue to follow the four regulative principles. 1. No meat eating. fish or eggs, including also garlic, onions and mushrooms. Not to take any intoxication, including caffeine, coffee drinks, that kind of thing. Not to have any illicit sex, any relations like that at all. And also no gambling at all. And also, I vow to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day, but especially study Chaitanya Charitamrita as well.
And then chanting?
And chant at least a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Well, Srila Prabhupada didn't request the reading as part of the vows, yeah. Although no harm, and may be surprised to learn that mushrooms aren't banned. That don't everyone just go running out mushroom pizzas. but Prabhupada said you can't offer it.
Right.
You can't offer it. Many years ago, Govinda Maharaj insisted that mushrooms were okay. Although I never liked mushrooms. Sort of a bit slimy.
You look in the dark.
Okay, well, there, I was thinking, well, what name should I give? And then I thought, well, in this place there's only one name that devotees used to, I guess, still do chant, and that'll remind you to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, your name is Jai Gauranga.
Jai!
This is the land of Gauranga here.
Gauranga!
Jai Gauranga Prabhu ki!
Jai!
Family from Africa, they took a book, gave a donation, and asked them to say Gauranga, and they said, well, that's on our buses. And I thought, no, it must be some other African similar word. And they said, no, it's like blue and yellow. And then I discovered that stagecoach.
Where in Africa?
I think it was Kenya. But I discovered that stagecoach company, when their buses have no longer legal in this country, they sell them to Africa.
Oh.
So they still could be running around over there.
That was something to see, yeah.
They sent one to a funeral party, to pick up a funeral party.
Best thing that happened to them. Got saved at the last minute.
They had paid for 1 year advertising. And then they asked us next year, do you want to continue? We said no, because it was a double-decker bus, full cover. But they liked it so much that they kept it for about another 7 years on.
The tour took me out to where it stopped, and we waited, and it showed up. And then, of course, I was driving up the motorway, and I'm seeing all the Gauranga stickers. That was good. Pretty with the actual action of the world.